And of course, you're going to be talking with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Glynis, tremendous turnaround with the career of Britney Spears. What happened to her?
Well, again, this became an issue about that personal year cycle. The year before, she's a six life path who was in a personal year five. That's when she shaved her head. She went nuts. Remember that year?
Yep.
Okay, it was crazy. So people thought there's just no way she can redeem herself and make a comeback. But I said to you, she's going into a personal year of six. She's a six life path, so it's possible. More importantly, I said to you, if she doesn't get it together in this year, it's over. Well, she won three awards with the MTV Music Awards, and when she released her song Womanizer, it went to number one on the chart. She has sold 1.1 million CDs already with her new CD. So the girl's on top of it. And the new cycle, this year she goes into cycle of seven. That's about spirituality, where she says she's all about her faith. She's really working on that part of herself. So she should be okay, but it really is about medication, George.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, you should do the numbers on Mickey Rourke, too.
Oh, yeah, that comeback, right?
Well, he's exploding again.
Yeah, I mean, that is something. I'll look that up when we're on that next break. I do want to tell you, by the way, I posted the personal years. They're up now.
Okay.
I was working on those frantically because I know what I get mostly from your people in January. They're like, what personal year cycle am I in? And I don't normally post it, but I did. If they click on numberslady.com is where they go, but if they click on the numbers link and scroll to the bottom, it'll say life path number, attitude number, personal year cycle. So they can read about themselves tonight and what cycle they're in.
And you can explain how to get those numbers.
Absolutely. I teach on this. It's an explanation of exactly how to find your personal cycle. I give an example, so it won't trick them. They'll know what to do.
And next year it changes again because the world number changes, right?
Yeah, every January we shift into a new cycle, and that's why it's so important to know, well, what's going on with me this year?
So in 2012, my personal cycle will be eight. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
Hold on. June 4th. It'll be six.
June 4th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
six.
That's a one. Yeah, cycle of six.
Six,
absolutely.
Right.
Well, now, are you going to run for president?
In 2012?
Isn't that what people say about you?
That's what they're saying, but heck.
Well, there's a lot of people who talk about you at least entering politics on some level. My point is,
only if I could do this show out of the White House.
Right?
That's all.
But that personal year of six means you really are in charge. It's like king of the castle. It's magnetic. People will be drawn to you. So it's actually a very strong cycle for you personally.
Well, let's give the new guy a shot here and see what he does. I'm pretty hopeful. I think this is going to be an interesting administration.
Interesting is the key word in that sentence. I will tell you this. This is my projection and prediction, and we'll talk next year about it. I will say this to you. If he can weather this storm of this year, then yes, he will be an effective president. But some rose-colored glasses are coming off a lot of faces right now because the unfortunate thing, and this is what America loves to do, they love to put you way up in the air, and then what do?
They love to drop you.
They drop you, and he's been put so high up, nobody can be as successful as they are trying to make him. So I am concerned about that. But again, if he can weather the storm, he's certainly picking a strong, powerful administration. And another thing I want you to know that is really something, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. How many times do people say, oh, they hate each other. Oh, they're horrible. On paper, they are natural match, compatible. So I never bought that, George. I figured they would work together. No, I did not know that he would be president and she'd be Secretary of State. But I knew whatever position she wound up in, it would have to be a powerful one. And I think this one is.
You know, I just like change, Glynis. I think change is healthy, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think, certainly, we had to shift what we were in. But we've got some work to do. And that's why I said, what I like about Barack Obama, with that two life path, he knows he needs a strong team to pull this off.
Well, let's give him his due, and let's see what happens.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones. You ready?
Uh-huh.
West of the Rockies, Anchorage, Alaska we go. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, George.
Hi.
What is the significance of 911? Is that a significant number?
You bet it is, but where are you getting it?
I'll be just going about my daily routine, and I'll look over at the clock, and I'll say 911, and I'll stop for a minute, and I'll be like,
It is significant, and I'll tell you, Joseph, here's what the message is. 911 means today is all you've got, tomorrow may never come. And I have found that after 9/11 happened, those people that went to the Twin Towers that day, they didn't know their life was going to end, correct? They had no idea. So since that's happened, I have found more people are seeing 9/11 on that clock. And I know that's the message. That you, when you see it, Joseph, you have to say, am I doing what I want with my life, or is it time to make a change?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
I wonder how many people that horrible day, Glynis, may have had impressions or intuitive feelings about that day.
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, that particular day, remember we talk about days that have duality in them?
Yes.
Well, that day, 11 broke down to 2, but the whole day, 9/11/2001, broke down to 5. And that's why it looked surreal. If you go back to that, it looked like a movie. People didn't even believe it. They turned it on television. They thought it was a movie.
A bad movie.
A very bad one, but they thought it was real. They're like, oh, yeah, that's just a movie. They tried to dismiss. It couldn't possibly be happening. Well, that's that surrealness. And interesting to note, January 20th, 2009, which is the inauguration, that's a 2-5 day also. And, of course, I'm not planting a seed of drama. What I'm saying is maybe it'll just be the snow. You know, they're talking about there might be a storm.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be surprised if that day does not go smooth as silk. Actually, I'll...
Well, they only have 5,000 porta-parties.
that's
the problem.
My goodness. But, yeah, that'll be a day to... there's just going to be a lot of, I think, unexpected stuff will happen where they'll go, okay, we couldn't make it as smooth as we hoped.
Victorville, California. William's on the line. Hey, William.
How's it going?
Good.
In reference to your last caller, it was kind of funny. He said 9/11.
Yeah.
My sister was born September the 11th, 9/11 a.m., and she weighed 9 pounds, 11 ounces.
Wow.
Numbers everywhere.
The reason why I'm calling tonight, though, is ever since I was a little kid, the number 7 has always been lucky for me, mm-hmm. no matter what. And somehow I missed a lot of what was being said about the number 7 is power.
Yeah. Well, first of all, William, what's your date of birth so I can see if it's connected to you personally?
January the 18th of 1977.
Well, there's your double 7 in your own birthday, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's see. 1, 2. Okay, George, guess what? He's a 7 life path.
Just like me.
And that is your lucky number, William. Do you know, we talk about this when it comes to the lottery. When people win big, they often say, I played my birth numbers, William. And 7 is about finding a base of faith you can believe in. Because one thing I'll say about 7 life paths, you guys are a little bit jaded because people can't just impress you. It has to ring true or you don't participate. Have you noticed that about yourself, William?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, as a 7 life path, it's considered like God's energy. Therefore, it is lucky. I once interviewed a guy who was a 7 life path. He would literally play the lottery and win for other people. He couldn't win for himself. Yeah, isn't that something? He would win for other people. So you're right to say it is a lucky number. Yes, it is.
And I always thought that it was because of me being born in 77.
Nope. It's when you break down your birthday, the full date of birth reduces to the number 7, William. It's your most important number in your personal numerology.
There you go.
That's why it's always been good. Well, mm-hmm. I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
I will check out your site.
Yes,
a good one. Numberslady.com. Why is the number 4 lucky for me, Glynis?
Well, the day you're born is a 4 day.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this goes back to a personal energy for you. Now, 4, since it is a part of you, 4 means seeking knowledge and having, like every time you learn something new, it makes you feel alive. Would you say that's true for you?
Sure.
Okay, that is why it feels lucky. It's almost like saying if you're willing to work for it, you can do anything.
Next up, let's go to Sherry in Florida, first-time caller. Sherry, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
I was wondering about the personal path number for the year that you were talking about.
The world number?
Yeah, the world number, 2009, then 11, and then a 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, mine turns out to be an 8 for this year, so what does that mean for me?
Well, and again, this would be true for anybody out there who found out they're also in an 8 personal year, but Sherry, I need your birthday to answer the question.
It's June 9th, 1949.
Okay, so 6, 7, 7, 4, 2. This is what I look at. The personal cycle, yes, we make a note of it. You're in a cycle of 8. 8 is about looking at the financial side of your life. Like, I don't know where your money is, but you might take a little and put it somewhere because in the personal year of 8, money can grow, Sherry. It doesn't have to disappear. It doesn't need to diminish. And judging by your birth numbers, how often do you worry about your financial security?
Quite often.
Right. So do you see you're in a cycle to change that? And on that note, I have to tell you, a money affirmation makes the difference. And I was teaching a class today, George, where I told people, if you're afraid about your money, what you believe is what you manifest. So if you're concerned you don't have any, it can only attract more of lack. So here's an affirmation, Sherry. Write it down. I believe in infinite abundance, and my needs are always met. I believe in infinite abundance, and my needs are always met. If you're willing to do that, just repeat it daily, the money will be there for you. No question.
Great.
Okay.
Why is an affirmation so important?
Well, here's why. Because by the age of three, we've already decided what life is. And so many of us were raised by parents who had issues with money. So that subconscious mind still believes in lack. You can be filthy rich. People who pop to mind, Barbara Streisand, filthy rich, Lucille Ball, tons of money. Both of them shop at thrift stores. They act like they don't have enough money. So it's state of mind. And until you reprogram that, you will always feel you don't have enough. And there's nothing more painful. See, when the well is full and you still want water, think of it that way, George.
Brandon in Virginia, east of the Rockies. Brandon, go ahead.
Yeah, it's good.
Brandon. Yeah.
Morning. My birthday is 12/23/82.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, out of my Social Security number, four of the numbers are seven.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them are two.
Mm-hmm.
And then six, triple sixes and triple sevens pop up a lot, too.
Okay, so are you asking just about why numbers are following you around or what it means?
Well, I want to see about the twos and the sevens are more important to me.
Okay, the first thing I just would say,
everywhere.
As I said to George, the numbers 1, 5, and 7 are a natural match, meaning they're naturally connected. You are a one life path born on a 5 day, and that's why you see seven. Like, seven's a part of completing who you are when you look at that pack of numbers, Brandon. And
right.
Two is about emotion, like being emotionally connected. Do you have a hard time showing your emotions?
Not lately.
Wow, you're cute. But overall, would you say sometimes you just want to shut it down? You don't want to show it?
Right, yeah.
You don't want to feel vulnerable. So the number two is saying you got to. You got to. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to tell someone, hey, you hurt me, tell them. Don't keep it inside you. That's the message from that number.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Glennis, part of this sounds like you're a therapist, too.
Well, I'll tell you, I've done numerology over 21 years and over 15,000 reads. I am a therapist. My tool is numerology counseling. I do counsel by numbers. As a matter of fact, people just assume I have an answer when there's a problem. If I don't know that date of birth, I can't answer that question.
Have you ever given someone their numbers and they said, look, and they give you, let's say, their husband's or their wife, and you say that's a toxic relationship? Do you tell them it's not going to work?
Well, it depends. Usually, sometimes people are looking for validation. Like, they already know it's not working. I'll give you an example. I had a guy write me a letter, and he was a three life path, born on a 6 day. He's like a musician. He believes in magic. He's just an upbeat, optimistic fella. The gal he hooked up with, all three of her numbers were a challenge to him. And no matter what his ideas were, she shot him down. She didn't believe in what he believed in. So he was depressed and asked me, what do I do? And I said to him, you know the answer to that question. And he's like, you're right, I do. I have to leave.
He was in denial.
Well, no, he was looking for someone else to validate it. That's why I like numerology. It can confirm what you might already know, but when you see it laid out in print, it's very exciting. Let's say you're in a toxic relationship, George, and someone's making you feel bad about yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then you read a book that says that's who you are, then how can you be a bad guy? It's the way they perceive you. And numbers tell you how we are being perceived.
If you have numbers, can you adjust not the numbers, but the results?
Yes, you can. Here's what you can do. I call it playing people by the numbers, because let's say their life path or their numerology is toxic to yours, but you've studied their numbers to understand them. You can still coexist. You can still get along. It helps you know, how can I talk to that person versus how I normally would react?
Let's go to Vancouver, Canada. Wendy, where I will be in February. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I was just wondering how you determine what your life number is and what cycle you're on.
Well, we're teaching that, Wendy, and my question to you is, do you have a computer?
Yeah.
Okay, if you go to numberslady.com, all of that's available tonight for free. You literally click on the numbers link. It'll show you how to find your life path, and it will show you how to find your personal year and answer those questions for you. I laid it out to make it easy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, because it's all just a formula, and it's one that I have brought to light for people to be able to use it.
Okay, Independence, Missouri. Hello, Mary. It's your turn.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. My gosh, she is fantastic. I'm trying to write all the information down that she's saying.
Good, Mary. I'm glad to hear that.
You are so great, honey.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to know, in 2012, how far in the future can you go? Is it all year? Is it a month? Or how do you do that?
Well, here's what you can do. You can always look at a date to determine if it's good or bad. Okay, Mary? Like, example, I did this, and George Norrie, you were my inspiration. I created a numerology calendar that showed you days that were compatible or toxic to you.
Right.
And I did that because people kept scheduling surgeries on toxic days. And when you do that, let's say you get knee surgery and it's supposed to heal in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Well, it's a toxic day and it took 3 months. I mean, George, you'd be so happy. I will get a letter from someone from yours who says, okay, I got back surgery. They said it was going to take 6 weeks to heal. It took me 2 weeks because I picked a natural match day.
I love it.
So, Mary, you have control over every day when you learn your numbers.
Okay. Well, Glenda, what is the name of your book again?
Okay. Glynis Has Your Number is the name of it. It's G-L-Y-N-I-S. If you go, I believe, to Coast to Coast AM, they also have it there where you can just click on it, because Amazon.com has it for, like, gosh, 40% off, Mary.
What is that again?
G-L-Y-N-I-S. Glynis Has Your Number.
Has your number.
Just like it sounds. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
So how did your parents name you Glynis? How did that happen?
Well, this will crack you up. There was a show on air called Glynis.
I remember that.
Well, there you have it. Mom was pregnant. And my father said, I love that name. So I was named after Glynis Johns. And I'm from a family of 11. I have 6 girls in the family. And their names are Juliana, Vanessa, Teresa, Monica, Cynthia, Glynis. So I'm completely different than that whole thing. They had to keep coming up with names. I'm number 9 out of 11.
That is amazing.
Isn't it?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
George, I'm named after my father's father.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, this is something people need to know, because they write this to me and I really didn't answer it. When you do a name, remember we talk about breaking down your energy?
Yep.
Which, by the way, George Norrie, 189. I'm telling you, is anything happening with your wonderful show on Sci-Fi? Have you heard anything yet?
Well, they're meeting on it as we speak.
Oh, that's just got to happen, because 189, 1 is ambition, 8 is business-minded, and 9 is humanitarian. Your calling in this lifetime, George, is to affect as many people as you can. You're just trying to make a difference before you leave the planet. And you know that.
And I'm not leaving the planet.
No, you're stuck here.
I'll see you later. We'll be back in a moment with final calls. On our next Coast to Coast program, it's our Friday night into Saturday morning open lines. We'll also talk the first hour with Erica from the Haunted Queen Mary about their Oktoberfest 3. When we come back, it's Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, in your final calls. Glynis, tell me the Glynis McCants story. Did you start off as a numerologist? Who
No, here's what happened. Actually, I was 19. And my heart was broken. I had, it was my first love, and we broke up. And it was actually my idea to break up, but I just was mourning him. I couldn't get over him. And I went to see a woman who was a numerologist. She ran my numbers and his and said to me, he's toxic. Yeah, she's like, you're kidding me. This would never work. Then she wanted to know about his family. I gave him the mother and sister's numbers, and she said, I see what happened. You are naturally matched to the mom and the sister, so you were giving him credit for the warmth you felt when you would come into their home. See, I was actually mourning the loss of them, but I didn't know that, because I didn't know about numerology, and I certainly didn't know about vibration. But here's why I felt called to this. After I left her, I was free. Like, that pain for 2 years of him was over. I just didn't feel it. It made sense to me.
You mourned it for 2 years?
Oh, yes, I did. I just felt, well, first of all, I'm Catholic. And, you know, you got your guilt, virginity guilt, George.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt guilty, and I felt like I was supposed to be with him. But after that, I knew I was okay. I picked up one book on numerology, learned the basic number 1 through 9, and from that day forward, I could read anybody. And that's when I knew this was a spiritual gift. I mean, this was something I was destined to do.
Did you do it for fun for a while, and then you did it professionally?
I did it for fun, yes. It's funny. I had a friend named Steve Fitzpatrick, and he used to beg me to do his friends. Like, hey, do them. And everyone I read, they're like, that's me. Well, as a three-life path, that's the natural comedian. So I did stand-up comedy. And when you saw me in Vegas, I'm sure you could pick that up.
Oh, you did. You had some of that.
Yes. Well, I was a stand-up comedian, but I would add the numerology to the act. And people were so floored by the accuracy. And then I just add a punchline to make it funny. And then in 1995, I was on KFI Talk Radio. It was like 1 a.m, and I was on for 3 hours. The phones went berserk. People just couldn't get over it. And that was the turning point where I went professional. I have news for you about Mickey Rourke.
Oh, you got it. All right, good.
Yes, it's fantastic. You're going to love this story. He was born 9/16/1956. He is a one-life path, born on a 7-day, with a 7 attitude. His name numbers are 911. Remember I told you 157 are very cerebral?
Mm-hmm.
The downside of that is they have to be careful not to escape through drugs and alcohol, because
mm-hmm.
it will destroy them. What was he doing?
Mm-hmm.
Drugs and alcohol. But here's the deal. He made his comeback. He's in a personal cycle of 9. 9 is like getting a payoff. Whoever's in a personal year of 9, it's like whatever you've worked on the last 9 years of your life, you finally get rewarded. So if Mickey Rourke is nominated for the Oscar, which I'm quite sure he is, I would say he'd win it. This is the cycle for him to win it. And he's learned his lesson. You know, when he won the Golden Globe, did you catch him?
No, I didn't have a chance to see
Okay, well, here's what he said. He goes, I want to thank my dogs. He said, because when I was alone and couldn't get arrested, you know, no one was calling him, no one cared.
Yep.
My dogs loved me unconditionally. And it made me laugh because that is a statement that these numbers, 157, would make. Because sometimes humans let us down, whereas an animal's love can be unconditional.
You got it. Back to the phones. Mansfield, Ohio. Mark, you're up with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hi, thank you.
Sure.
Glynis, I had a question for you. Both myself and my girlfriend over the past year and a half or so have seen 11-11 quite frequently, upwards of probably 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
I'm wondering the significance between that, and then also if you could tell me or verify our compatibility.
Okay, well, Mark, quickly tell me, what is your full date of birth?
11-21-1980.
21-1980, and then what is hers?
6/26/78.
And what's her first name?
Sean.
Okay, we did basically cover 11-11 tonight, Mark, but basically what it means, the universe is wide open to whatever it is you want. Like, you should focus on what you want in your life, whether it's career, it could be love, it could be whatever it is that might be troubling you. You go to a positive place and project what you want. Keep that in mind, because obviously that number keeps talking to you, Mark, or you wouldn't see it so much.
Okay.
And then the relationship. I'm going to just look real quick. 652. How long have you been seeing her?
Actually, this February is going to be 3 years.
Okay, 6. I want a 7. 7, 8, 6, 6, 3. Okay, 3.
You are fast.
Well, yeah, and I always want to make sure I'm accurate because it's easy to mess up a number. I will put it to you this way, Mark. What keeps you together is communication. Do you guys have a sense of humor, or is it a playful relationship?
There's a sense of humor involved.
Well, the sense of humor is what saves you. Let's just put it that way. Because she's born on an 8-day, and sometimes that means she can get upset about something, and you're baffled. It's like, what's the problem? She has an intensity to her that you don't necessarily have. I want to say that your energy is lighter and a little more playful. Does that make sense?
That does, yes.
Okay, but here's the good news. You guys share the number 5 and 3. So if you, again, if I were counseling them, George, I'd just say, Mark, make sure you guys go out on adventures. You know, even if it's just a weekend rendezvous in a hotel, you got to get back to having fun. That's what keeps you healthy.
You got
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next up, let's go to Jeff in Springfield, Kentucky. First-time caller. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
This is really strange because according to my clock, it's 4:44.
Ah, that does mean something, Jeff.
Let me tell you, every night on my way, I'm on this crazy shift for about a month. Every night on my way home, I'm exactly where I'm at right now, at 4:44 a.m.
Well, talk
and
about
every day on my way to work.
Yeah.
I'm at a different spot, but it's the same spot. And it's like I always look at my clock, and it's 4:44.
Okay, so the first question is, what's your full date of birth?
6/2/68.
Because we always have to see if the number that follows us has to do with your birthday. So
right. And then my 6 minus 2 is 4. So it's,
okay.
Know.
So here's what I would say. In your case, no. You're a 5. And are you a truck driver, Jeff?
I have driven a truck before, but no, I'm an electrician by trade.
Okay, because I want to say when I look at your numerology, when you're on the road again, it's a happy you.
Okay.
You like adventure. You like to be on the move, okay?
Yes, that's true.
When you see 4:44, it means whatever is going on in your life that you don't feel educated about, like maybe there's a skill you're supposed to learn that you haven't acted on, it's telling you to do it. 4 means seek knowledge, learn something new. Then when you add the whole thing up, 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 12, 1 plus 2 is 3, it's saying don't take life, don't let it be too heavy, Jeff. Remember your sense of humor. Remember what makes you happy.
Okay. Well, what's really strange is when it's on my way home, I'm right in front of the church that I go to church at.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been on this shift, I get off at 4 a.m. I mm-hmm. don't go to, and I work 7 days a week, so I don't go to church on Sundays.
Mm.
And I was thinking maybe it's trying to tell me something. I need to.
Well, I'll tell you what it means. Remember I said life can get too intense?
Right.
When you tap into your spirituality, doesn't it feel like a drink of water?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you're not drinking the water, Jeff. So
okay.
That's the message. It's saying, what are you not learning? What are you missing? That's what
right.
4 means. Educate
well,
yourself.
That's great. Can I have one more question about my wife's birthday?
Uh-huh.
Her birthday is 8/4/84.
8/4/84. And together how long?
In March, it'll be 2 years we've been married.
2 years you've been married. Well, the bigger question is life path number. Is it compatible? You guys are considered naturally matched in your life path. And then the day you're born is also a natural match. So that's good news.
Okay, great.
Uh-huh. But now, how about her and her spirituality? Does she hit that church?
Actually, she's from out here where we go to church, and she was the one that got me. I was raised Catholic, and it's a Baptist church.
Uh-huh.
And so we started coming to this church, and I love it. I just haven't went because of the shift I'm on.
Right, but try to find your way back to it. But what I was saying.
Oh, well, it's just a temporary shift, so,
sure.
Well,
she's a 7 life path, and I tell you, George, when a 7 finally finds a base of faith that they believe in, they need it. And for her to bring him to that, it's actually made your life better, Jeff.
Very good. Jeff, thanks for the call. Next up, let's go to Kent in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hi, Kent.
Hi, George. Oh, my, I'm sitting here dumbfounded. Glynis,
yes.
Hi. I'm going to tell you my birthday real quick, but while you do that, I just want to tell George a quick story about the 11/11.
Sure.
My birthday is 7/15/1965.
Okay.
Okay. Well, about 10 years ago, my dad passed away, mm-hmm. and about a week after he died, I woke up to him in a dream. For sure, it was not that. It was that one dream, you know, that wasn't like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying he was okay. And that guy just, that call that was freaking me out, it was 4:44 in the morning, and I saw that number all the time. So about a year ago, well, 2 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and we knew that she wasn't going to be around. So I kept telling her to tell me a number.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't believe in that stuff. She's like, whatever, Kenny. I said, please just give me a number. Finally, she said, well, I see 11/11 a lot. And I said, oh, my God, so does George.
Yeah, all the time.
And it was just weird. And so anyway, it was just, that was the only time she mentioned it, that one time. And the day she died in January last year, they called me into hospice, and they said, well, she's got another day or two. So I didn't think she was going to die, like, right then.
Uh-huh.
Her friend came to visit and went out to go talk to the nurses, and my mom was having a hard time breathing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, the first time I, like, really cried, and I laid my head on her chest, and I said, please, Lord, take her. Don't let her suffer. And I hadn't said that yet at all.
Uh-huh.
Her friend came back in and handed me her phone and said, set this on vibrate, so if you need me and I'm in a meeting, it won't ring.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I gave it back to her, and it fell out of my hand. I picked it back up. It was 11/11.
Oh,
I turned to my,
wow.
Oh, listen, I turned to my mom, who was having that breathing stuff, and I said, Mom, it's 11/11. Your angels are here.
Yeah.
Walked out the door with her friend. Wasn't out 5 minutes, walked back in, and she was gone.
Absolutely.
The last thing I said to her was, it's 11:11. Your angels are here. And I've been wanting a sign from her. And when I heard you were coming on, I said, I got to try to get through. Not only did I get through, I hear 444 and 11:11. Here's from both of them.
Isn't that powerful? But I will say this. If 11:11 is connected to someone passing away, it literally means the universe has welcomed them in. So that's really strong. That's a powerful story.
I mean, that's...
And you were right to say your angels are here, because remember, it's the universe only has yes to say. It's like a positive thing that happened. It was time, and she went through a positive way. It's like those are, when you look at a door, 11:11, doesn't it look like towers? Think about it. You can see it, and she came through, and it was a positive thing. So that's really great. Thank you for sharing that.
Are there any numbers that are just bad numbers? Not necessarily together. They're just bad numbers by themselves.
Not really. Here's what I would tell you. Every single number, because basically they're 1 through 9, has a great side to it. And then it has a negative.
Yes.
And yes,
I believe
the
that.
Negative number. I'll give you an example. O.J. Simpson comes to my mind. He's a 9 life path. That's the highest number, the most evolved. Remember how charismatic and popular that guy was?
At a point, yep.
Well, I remember adoring him. And then look what he did. He took his power and flipped it to the dark side. And now he's actually paying, really, for the original crime. Wouldn't you agree?
Karma is...
It gets you.
What do they say?
Uh-huh, but that's what I mean. It's like a number can be lovely, but the downside of it can be bad news. And that's why it's good to study, because, you know, sometimes we don't even know we fall into the bad side of the numbers. And you can flip it if you educate yourself. You can find your way back to some good news. Like Mickey Rourke.
Like
he's a great example
Rourke.
Of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Washington we go. Hello, Nate. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm common issue. I have a number that's been following me.
Okay.
It's odd, 1137.
All right.
1137.
And then what's your birthday?
10987.
91268. All right. And again, what I first do is look at the number. The actual 1137, 1 plus 1 plus 3 plus 7, that becomes a 3, correct?
That's right.
Okay. When I look at that, Washington, I would look at the numbers one at a time first. So one is about, what's up with your self-esteem? Like, do you feel like you're critical of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of a lower period now, but heading back up.
Right. But that double one energy from 1137 is saying, stop being so critical of you. Like, if you do something good, stop a moment and say, look what I did. I accomplished something. And then the three means back to, what am I doing to make my life fun? Am I communicating with people, or have I shut down emotionally and I'm not dealing with anyone? And then seven is about spirituality. What are you doing to find a base of faith that you can believe in? That's what those numbers say.
Okay,
so you take them one at a time. Then when you add it all together, it goes back to three, which is get back in touch with the inner child that's inside you. Do something silly. Don't take life so serious. You can be very serious, and that's coming from your birthday. And those numbers are reminding you to go back to being playful.
All right.
Okay.
Why is the time of birth in some cases important to people?
Well, I mean, again, astrology would say it is.
Yeah.
They're all about it. You know, it's funny. Years ago, I looked at astrology, and I remember I was reading a book, and someone said, oh, that's me, that's me, and I was on the wrong page. So I thought to myself, wait a second. I don't know if this is as specific as I would hope it to be. So, yes, if you meet a gifted astrologer, and I'm sure you've had some on your show.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, when they really do it right, like they get that birthday, they find out where you're born, they're amazing. But it takes a lot more time of research of planets and stuff to get the right answer. And I think we live in an impatient society, George. People want an answer almost as quick as you talk to them. And that's why I love this. If you really could take your first and last name, full date of birth, and get six numbers that give you a blueprint of who you are, talk about easy.
Would you say that numerology is more science as opposed to psychic or supernatural?
Oh, yes, I absolutely would. And I say that only because I can show you on paper the pattern. I can show it to you. Whereas a psychic, they can tell you things, but then you just have to wait for it to happen. You can't necessarily see it. You have to trust that what they say is going to happen. I love having something. Like right now, if you could see my office, you'd crack up. I've got everyone's numbers you know, all broken down and all my notes by them. Now, astrology is similar to that because you can see they do a lot of research and you can see it on paper as well.
Well, I do see your office. I'm a remote viewer.
That's right. Well, then, you know, I'm trying to keep it organized this year. That is my goal.
Yes. And you're sitting back in your pajamas having a grand old time. Well, Glynis, we've got a minute left.
Oh, my goodness.
Give us your website, would you please?
Okay. The website, and again, what I've put up there, there's a couple things. They can get a free newsletter. They can sign up. Every month they'll know what's going on with the month and little counseling by numbers. They also can click on the numbers link, learn about their life path number, attitude number, and personal year cycle. I never put that up, the personal year cycle, but I'm doing it for your audience because I know they keep asking me about
it. You're going to slam your website.
Yes, it's numberslady.com, so it's plural, numberslady.com.
And the name of your work, Glynis, has your number.
Correct.
Thanks, Glynis. Always a pleasure.
And Happy New Year.
You too.
Okay.
And your husband, Charlie. Great guy, by the way. Glynis McCants. Glynis has your number, thenumberslady.com. Go on up there, take a look at your own personal year cycles and figure out what's going to happen to you this year and next year and just copy it down and you'll have it for as long as you want. Don't forget, we've got those special open lines for you tomorrow night right here on Coast to Coast AM. For our staff, Karis Coburn, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, Art Bell. I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.